I have the high privilege and the distinct honor of presenting to you, His Excellency Volodymyr Zelensky, President of the Ukraine.
Much for me. All this for our great people. Thanks. The Americans, in all states, cities, and communities, all those who value freedom and justice, who cherish it as strongly as we Ukrainians in all our cities, in each and every family. I hope my words of respect and gratitude resonate in each American heart. Madam Vice President, I thank you for your efforts in helping Ukraine. Madam, you bravely visited Ukraine during the full-fledged war. Thank you very much. Great honor. Thank you. Right, Prime Speaker. Dear members of the Congress, representatives of both parties, who also visited Kyiv, esteemed congressmen and senators from both parties who will visit Ukraine, I'm sure, in the future. Dear representatives of diaspora, across the country, dear journalists. It's a great honor for me to be at the U.S. Congress and speak to you and all Americans. Against all odds and doom and gloom scenarios, Ukraine didn't fall. Ukraine is alive and kicking. And it gives me good reason to share with you our first joint victory. We defeated Russia in the battle for minds of the world. We have no fear, nor should anyone in the world have it. Ukraine gained this victory, and it gives us courage. We which inspired the entire world. America gained this victory, and that's why you have succeeded in uniting the global community to protect freedom and international law. Europeans gained this victory, and that's why Europe is now stronger and more independent than ever. The Russian tyranny has lost control over us. And it will never influence our minds again. Yeah, we have to do whatever it takes to ensure that countries of the Global South also gain such victory. I know one more, I think, very important thing. The Russians will stand a chance to be free only when they defeat the Kremlin in their minds. Yeah, the battle continues, and we have to defeat the Kremlin on the battlefield. Yes, this battle is not only for the territory, for this or another part of Europe. The battle is not only for life, freedom and security of Ukrainians or any other nation which Russia attempts to conquer. This struggle will define in what world our children and grandchildren will live, and then their children and grandchildren. It will define whether it will be a democracy of Ukrainians and for Americans for all. This battle cannot be frozen or postponed. It cannot be ignored, hoping that the ocean or something else will provide a protection. From the United States to China, from Europe to Latin America, and from Africa to Australia, the world is too interconnected and interdependent to allow someone to stay aside and at the same time to feel safe when such a battle continues. Our two nations are allies in this battle. And next year will be a turning point. I know it. When we have a brilliant courage and American resolve to guarantee the future of our common freedom, the freedom of people who stand for their values. Ladies and gentlemen, Americans, yesterday before coming here to Washington, D.C., I was at Portland. In our stronghold in the east of Ukraine, in the Donbass, the Russian military and missionaries have been attacking Bakhmut non-stop since May. They have been attacking it day and night, but Bakhmut stands. Last year, 70,000 people lived here in Bakhmut, in this city, and now only a few civilians stay. Every inch of that land is soaked in blood. Roaring guns sound every hour. Trenches in the Donbas change hands several times a day in fierce combat and even hand fighting. But the Ukrainian Donbas stands.
I think a long time ago back in the Iraq War,
Russians use everything they have in Bakhmut and other our beautiful cities. The occupiers have a significant advantage in artillery. They have an advantage in ammunition. They have much more missiles and planes than we ever had. It's true, but our advanced forces stand. And we all are proud of them. The Russian skeptic is primitive. They burn down and destroy everything they see. They send trucks to the front lines. They send troops to the war. They threw everything against us, similar to the other tyranny, which is in the battle of the Balkans. Everything it has against the free world, just like the brave American soldiers who shelled their lives and fought back his forces during the Christmas of 1944. The Ukrainian soldiers are doing this shame to Putin's forces this Christmas. Ukraine holds its lives and will never surrender. So here is the front line. The tyranny has no lack of cruelty against the lives of free people. And your support is crucial. Not just to stand in such fight, but to get to the turning point to win on the battlefield. We have artillery. Yes. Thank you. We have it. Is it enough? Honestly, not really.